Hi, attainable listeners. In our last bonus episode, we talked about what's really happening to our planet and why attainable is so obsessed with breaking bad habits in the first place. We covered how humans' consumption and overconsumption of natural resources is throwing our planet off balance in a big, bad way. And as a result, all of its natural elements that calm and heal the earth are being thrown off balance too, meaning they're unable to work the cleansing magic they usually do for the earth, making our planet a very unhealthy environment for us and the other species that live here. Attainable wants us to break bad habits to help our planet heal, but what does that really mean? And what does it take to break a bad habit anyway? In today's bonus episode, we are going to cover all things how to break a bad habit, because in a world where old habits die hard, it can seem impossible to change. But when it comes to the health of our planet, our environment, change may only be one action away from a better habit that will stick for good. Let's see how and inspire each other together. Let's go. You can do anything you set your mind to. We've all heard the saying at least once in our lifetime. Our third grade teacher may have told our class this in elementary school. Our high school's graduation commencement speaker may have said this to us as we embarked into adulthood. And many motivational speakers have built engagement platforms around this core belief. Us humans are powerful beings. When any one of us really wants to do something, we will find a way to achieve it. So if we're so powerful, what is all the fuss over about habits and breaking bad ones? Can't we just break them when we want to? Unfortunately, it's not that simple. Let me explain why. A lifestyle is defined as the way in which a person or group lives. How we live, our lifestyles, are driven by the choices and actions we take. They define who we are as individuals and can illustrate what we believe in and what motivates us. They shape the type of lifestyle we lead. I'll take that further to say a lifestyle is built not only from our choices and actions, but from consistent choices and regular actions we take. For example, if a person chooses to lead a healthy lifestyle, they stay active, eat nutritious foods, exercise often, and make sure to get good sleep. When a person takes the same action over and over again, multiple times a week, for weeks at a time, that action can and will most likely develop into a habit. That action, soon to be habit, becomes part of our natural routine, so much so that sometimes we begin doing the action unconsciously, like brushing our teeth before bed or saying goodbye when we end a phone call. These habits, good and bad, further define who we are as individuals as well as the lifestyles we lead. By definition, a habit is a regular tendency or practice, especially one that is hard to give up. But why are habits so hard to give up? And if a habit is an action we take every day, it should be good for us, right? Throughout our lives, habits are formed and broken. Some are good habits. These are actions we consciously take and repeat, hoping to make them part of our routine. We intentionally want good habits to stick. They give our lives purpose and benefit our well-being. Bad habits, on the other hand, are bad for a reason. They are actions we may make once or twice, but don't intentionally plan to repeat. Bad habits usually give us temporary relief or distraction, but they typically are not beneficial to our long-term well-being. They consciously creep into our daily routines and stick on their own. And bad habits can be the hardest to shake. But how does breaking a bad habit help our planet? In our examples above, we talk about the direct effect a habit, good or bad, has on an individual and how that habit affects one's personal health. At Attainable, however, we look at how our habits directly affect the health of our planet. A quick side note, we all have different definitions for what we consider bad, especially around our personal bad habits. For example, leaving a deadline to the last minute may be considered a bad habit for some, but for others, it may be the only way they can gain focus to successfully complete an assignment on time. For the latter, this action is not necessarily a bad habit, it's simply a proven method that helps that particular individual achieve their goal. But when it comes to the health of our planet, a bad habit is universal. It applies to each and every human in the same way. At Attainable, we define a bad habit as any unsustainable action a person takes. It applies to you and it applies to me in the same way. It's an action that uses our planet's resources blindly without a plan to reuse or repurpose them. It's buying more resources than we need and not using the resources we already have. It's buying a new item instead of finding it used or borrowing one from a friend. It's doing what we have always done in our daily routines and in our lives. Further, at Attainable, we firmly believe that when it comes to our planet, all bad habits can be broken. If you want something badly enough in life, you can achieve it. This same principle applies to breaking a bad habit for our planet. At Attainable, we say that internal motivation is truly the only thing you need to achieve anything. And this goes for overcoming a bad habit too. Breaking a bad habit, as challenging as it may seem, can be quite easy once you've decided it's something you personally want to accomplish. The most challenging part of breaking a bad habit is you landing on the decision to break it in the first place. Choosing to lead a sustainable lifestyle, a lifestyle that benefits the health of our planet, means making conscious individual choices and taking small sustainable actions over and over and over again in your daily life. You can start with one action a week or three a day. The number of actions does not matter. And if you can't do a sustainable action every day, that's okay. All that matters is that you start. So let's start together. Let's start to break our bad habits because with our action, a healthy planet is attainable. So let's go. Let's start breaking bad habits together.